Good morning. Thank you, Ken. I love that quote. Peace. And, you know, today we're celebrating Mother's Day, and I love it. It's a day where so many celebrate with one voice. We're celebrating, right, the extension of love, that which we call creation. It's beautiful. Every day should be Mother's Day. So we're here to do a short contemplation and a meditation on workbook lesson 119 from A Course in Miracles. And following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 119 is a review lesson. Truth will correct all error in my mind. I am mistaken when I think I can be hurt in any way. I am God's son, whose self rests safely in the mind of God. To give and to receive are one in truth. I will forgive all things today, that I may learn how to accept the truth in me. And come to recognize my sinlessness. The truth will correct all errors in my mind. To give and to receive are one in truth. These two lessons go together perfectly. Truth corrects all errors when I'm willing to listen to the inner guide. Truth will correct all errors, and in that, in the correction, is the forgiveness of the error. And in the forgiveness of the error, peace returns. Peace is the only thing I will to give and receive. As I give peace, I receive peace. As I forgive, which is when the errors are corrected, I receive peace. I notice through the day that there were times when I was stubborn and the little self, the false identity, didn't want to be mistaken. It wanted to protect itself through attack. peace didn't seem to cross the mind. The mind wanted to believe in the ego thought. But then peace did cross the mind when I saw it, when I became aware of it. And I remembered I only want peace. I changed my mind. I replaced the false belief. The error was corrected. The forgiveness was completed. And I returned to peace. And this lesson talked about believing that I could be hurt. And so I focused on that to see if I did believe that. And it was a common theme, the belief that I can be hurt in many different ways. I saw that was an investment. I was investing in the illusion of the little self every time I believed I could be hurt in any way. I choose instead to forgive all false thoughts that I can be hurt in any way today. So that I may return to peace, to the recognition of the truth of who I am. Holy Spirit, my inner guide, my higher self, help me today to see when I have invested in the ego illusion. Help me to see when I am desiring to believe the ego thoughts, and help me to lay those thoughts aside. Help me to be in awareness of when I have been distracted by thought, when I am giving the ego thought my attention, and instead return me back to the truth, to the awareness of who I am. Help me to seek only the peace of my truth. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we come into awareness by asking, what am I aware of right now? Scanning the body, what am I aware of? scanning the emotions, the mood. What am I aware of right now? Scanning the thoughts, what am I aware of right now? And we let all of these just be there, just as they are. No need to change them or fix them. Just leave them all over there, while we are over here. We notice that there are thoughts that come into the mind. And we have a willingness not to get attached to them, not to be interested in them, not to invest in them. We deeply desire to only have a quiet and peaceful mind. And in that willingness, we pull the mind back to quietness by focusing on what is aware of the thought. The thought doesn't hold our attention, but instead, our attention goes to that which is aware of the thought. We spend the next few minutes being willing to be in awareness of what is aware. With devotion to truth, with willingness to have no interest in anything but the awareness of what is aware. each time the attention shifts from awareness to the thought, we bring the attention back to the awareness. We let ourselves sink into, relaxing into, just the awareness of the awareness. That which is before the body, the thoughts, the emotions, before time and space, just being. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, and nothing to fix. Nothing to think about. Just watching our awareness of being awareness. Thank you for joining with me in the willingness to be peace, to be free, Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share. And again, happy Mother's Day to everybody as we celebrate creation together. Love you guys. See ya.
Thank you, Karen. As always, a wonderful meditation.